Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Well, live and feeder futures should open moderately lower this morning, pressured by follow-through selling and cash uncertainty. The hog contracts seem ready to begin on a mixed basis, tied to residual selling on one hand and short covering on the other. The cattle buying interest could slowly improve through the day today with opening bids, reissued about $109 in our part of the South. Now, both sides will be closely monitoring the board, as well as checking for news from FedCattleExchange.com later today. Asking price should start around $113 in our part of the country. Significant trade volume probably won't develop until tomorrow or again late this week on Friday. The cash hog trade should resume today with bids 1 to 2 higher. The impressive October rally continues, sponsored by more manageable market hog supplies and constructive pork demand. And at the same time, Saturday kill plan should come close to about 195,000 head. The hog futures seem staged to open on a mixed basis, thanks to a combo of residual selling and short covering. Ample rainfall over the past 2 weeks has contributed to a slower-than-average harvest pace on the grains. According to the latest USDA Crop Progress Report, corn harvest is just 28% complete, and the soybean harvest is just 49% complete, both well below the five-year averages. Wheat prices continue a short-term slide, with winter wheat prices falling for the fifth time in the past six sessions. December Chicago wheat fell about a penny and three quarters, closing at 434 and three quarters, while December Kansas City wheat slipped a quarter penny, closing at 433 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat prices, though, meantime, fought for small gains. December futures did finish a penny and a half higher at $6.10. Corn prices traded in a narrow range yesterday, finishing the day just a half penny lower, as markets considered a slow but big harvest that's currently nearly one-third complete. And the soybean prices sagged on fall weather. That's been favorable to both the U.S. harvest and Brazil's planting season. We'll check your futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
On our livestock futures, December live cattle down 85 cents, 115.97. February down 77 cents, 120.15. November feeder cattle down 212, 152.42. And January down 215, 150.40. December hogs down 152, 62.17. February's down 115, 67.15. Chicago, Kansas City wheat, December down 1 3/4 at 431.5. March down 1 3/4 at 449.5. Chicago wheat, December is down 1 3/4 at 433. March down 1.5 at 452.25. December corn is down 3/4 at 349.25. In March, down 3/4 at 363. November soybeans down 2.25, 982.5. January is down 1 3/4 at 993.5. The cotton futures for December down 18, 67.59. March down 21, 67.27. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.